Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. An American Catholic got up to pray and said, "Oh God, I thank you I'm not like the rest of humanity, supporting Donald Trump and the Republicans. I'm voting for Hillary because I love the poor and want equality for all." Or perhaps he said, "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, supporting Hillary and the Democrats. I'm voting for Donald Trump because I love the unborn and we need to secure our borders." The fact is, sinful pride is bipartisan. And what is it that the church wants from Catholics this election year? To grow in humility, to deepen our faith, to avoid sin at all costs, and to build as just a society as possible. But we can't be like the Pharisee about it and rely on our own power. Christ is clear. The tax collector who begged for mercy, he went home justified. Why? Because human beings, even though they are created good and loved by God, they are fallen. And it is impossible for a human being to be holy by their own strength. Just like it is impossible for a society, a country, a political party to be genuinely good by relying only on human cleverness or even good old-fashioned hard work. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So how to humble ourselves in this election season? Politics and faith is not an easy intersection to navigate, but we have help. It is imperative that Catholics learn and understand what the Church actually teaches about political involvement. We've heard from Scripture today about, from the book of Sirach, from the Psalms, from the Gospel. We heard from Paul, who wrote a letter. But we also have here today a letter from our own successor to the apostles, Bishop Desitel, the Bishop of Lafayette. It's also in the bulletin, as you heard in the announcement, but here is what it says. "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in a short time, we will all have the opportunity to elect new leaders for our nation, state, and local communities. The right to vote is a cherished right, won by the sacrifices of many men and women who have served our country in the past and by the founders who established our Constitution. As citizens of the United States, we have a duty to vote, a moral obligation to improve the community in which we live, and to elect good leaders who make good and just laws that protect the rights and freedoms of all. St. Paul even told the early Christians to be good citizens of the Roman Empire and to give good example by their lives. The Catholic Church does not endorse any candidate or political party. Each Catholic should inform themselves of the position held by the various candidates and vote for those who most closely reflect the values and moral teaching that we as Catholics believe to build a just and good society. There can be differences of opinion about how that is best achieved, but the following beliefs are non-negotiable. The reverence and sacredness of human beings from conception in the womb until natural death, because the human person is created in the image and likeness of God. The right to life of every child in the womb. The sacredness of the family as the basic building block of society. The definition of Christian marriage as the permanent union of one man and one woman open to new life. The right of the human person to decent housing and employment at a just wage. The just and fair treatment of immigrants who come to our country to seek a better life for themselves and their families. These are values which we believe will improve our society and preserve our civilization. I pray that each Catholic in the Diocese of Lafayette will take their duty to vote seriously and exercise that duty. May the Holy Spirit guide us all as we seek the will of God and build a just society for all citizens of the United States. Faithfully yours in Christ, Most Reverend J. Douglas Desertel, Bishop of Lafayette. What the bishop says in this letter comes straight from church teaching. And those things he said were non-negotiable, they are non-negotiable. The Catholic faith is not a list of ideas that you happen to agree with. It is a commitment to trust and to follow Jesus Christ and the authority he entrusted to his church. To deny a doctrine of the church is to reject what it means to be Catholic. We do not get to pick and choose what the truth is. And that cuts both ways in our political environment. Neither major party is completely in line with the church. Bishop Desertel has asked us to vote for those who most closely reflect our values and moral teaching. And the fact is that both major candidates directly endorse serious evils we cannot tolerate. Now, given that Louisiana, and Acadiana especially, is so pro-life, thanks be to God, I think you can immediately figure out the problem with one of the candidates. But perhaps you don't immediately realize what's wrong with the other. But I'll say this much. Torture, intentionally targeting non-combatants in war, unjust religious discrimination, and inhumane deportation procedures are all serious problems that violate human dignity. Not to mention the sick, twisted, and violent people who seem to be encouraged by one of our candidates. I personally know someone who compares one of them to Hitler and thinks it's a good thing. So yeah, there are some serious problems with our political environment. But what matters most for us? What do? We should avoid sin at all costs. Please vote, but put real thought and prayer into your vote. And even if you happen to vote for the best candidate, but if you do it in a lazy way, or for the wrong reasons, it could still be sinful. I highly recommend that you read the USCCB letter, Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, if you want to know a little bit more about how to approach the situation. It's on their website, or you can Google it. But you know what? A vote for the president is something you do once every 4 years. It is hardly the highest form of civic participation available to us. Really, with candidates so bad, we have to ask ourselves some questions about that participation. If you choose to vote for one of them because you see some possibility of good, it's fair to ask what you're doing to counteract the bad that they will do along the way. Will you volunteer and donate to an organization to help women in crisis pregnancies to choose life? Will you advocate for refugees who just want to stay alive and are fleeing the monstrosities in their home countries? Monstrosities that are using American weapons. Will you openly and persistently criticize the evil policies of the person you voted for? Will you oppose them? Will you work against the evil they do with the power you helped to give them? Because if you won't, God is fair to ask. It's a fair question to ask us. Why did you give this person power and not fight the evil they tried to do? Now, I'm not trying to fuss at anyone here, and I believe that all of you here have a sincere desire to do the right thing. So I urge you to act on that desire with your whole life, and not just on November 8th. I have two last things for you to consider as we approach this election. The first is a quote from Mother Teresa. God does not require that we be successful. He only requires that we try. God is more concerned with our fidelity than with our ability to win a political victory. Even if you do the right thing and make the right choice, but you do not win, you lose politically, that is will please God. Because we do not want to become an American version of the Pharisee who thinks that we can do everything by our own power and cleverness, that we can just be technical enough, clever enough, and compromise enough to accomplish our goal. No. Fidelity to the truth and to the whole truth is far more important, even if it means losing. Secondly, I am inviting you, I'm inviting all of you, to seriously consider a 48-hour fast for the future of our country. I want you to join me on November 7th and 8th. Give up something for 48 hours, entertainment, drinks, desserts, something that is a sacrifice you can offer to God, not for your own candidate, not for your own party, but asking God's providence to win the day. Regardless of our disagreements, we can be united in prayer and sacrifice, imploring God to bring out the best future according to His wisdom, not our own. We don't want to be the Pharisee. Instead, as we approach this serious decision this November 8th and for the rest of our lives, we want to begin with, O God, have mercy on me, a sinner.